explosions for the SNR Motoring Super Early Morning Show, Season 5, Episode 2.
Let's just do another season. Go. Again. Because like, it seems like every time we do a new season, we get more listens than usual. So every episode will be a new season.
Okay. So no, this is Season 6.
just confuse everybody.
There's who's listening though? No, it's a glitch. It's the Matrix. It's Neo.
Yeah. All right. What are we talking about today? I just got a bunch of grease on my nose.
No, you're good. No. So I don't know. Do you want to start with the Mustang topic?
Yeah,
or the coilover debacle?
We'll go with the Mustang and then lead into the coilover.
Okay.
We'll grab their attention with the Mustang. Then we'll go.
Dude, you're eat up with the Mustangs. All eat up. It's terrible.
Yeah. That's what...
All right, just go into it.
I don't know why. Like, I've always hated... So this, I'm going into it.
Okay.
Growing up, always hated them. I was always import or die.
You know? Okay.
I don't know if it's just getting older. Like, you kind of want that V8 once you get older. I don't know. But you don't. But you would like... You would drive a car with a V8.
I would drive a car with a V8.
Yeah. But anyway.
But it's not like a must. Have to.
Yeah. Well, if I was getting a two-door sports car, I wanted it to be a V8. But anyway, that's besides sport. Growing up, like I said, I hated Mustangs.
Okay.
And now I love them. Okay. So why all the hate for Mustangs?
My theory is the owners.
The owners, yes, but...
Because I think the Mustangs are the baddest things in the world.
They are.
And they...
No.
Been
see,
the,
I've been on both sides of the spectrum.
But they've been the slowest. Like, compared to GM and Dodge, they're usually behind.
They have less power, yeah.
Yeah, they're slower.
But this, the Mach 1, just going off numbers...
Yeah.
If it raced a new Charger, it would be dead heat. Just going off quarter mile numbers.
Okay, but SS Camaro of the same year would destroy it.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, but I just don't understand. Like, somebody that's never driven one or even been inside one, like, automatically, it's hatred. A lot of people get butt hurt.
About what? Mustangs?
Yeah.
They're kind of obnoxious.
Well, it's like...
Because, like, take the Coyote, for example. Okay, the Coyote was supposed to come out and be an LS Slayer.
Yeah.
It was a disappointment.
To who?
To everyone.
Well, no.
Except for, like, you know, the high school girl that thinks they're fast.
Well, I mean, they're pretty... I don't know enough about them, but 400 horsepower. I know you get that out of a single cam LS.
Yeah, but think about it. If you are building a hot rod, if you're building a Fox, which I also hate, if you take a Fox and you want to build like a badass, I'm not talking about just a quick weekend cruiser, but like an all-out monster, you would go for the LS. Just because the Coyote's bigger, harder to coax power out of unless you have a power adder.
Seems that's the
and
case the, with all Mustangs.
They're players. Expensive. Like, Coyotes are insanely expensive to build or just buy.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you could go to the junkyard, grab an LS for pennies, put it in.
They'll make stupid power. I understand that.
But yet, people, like, Mustang owners hold the Coyote on a pedestal. Like, Coyote rules all, destroys everything, but yet it comparative, it's...
If they're diehard Ford guys, yeah, I can see that, but I just don't understand, like, the hatred towards the the Ford Mustang. That's nothing to hate the car about.
It's the owners, though. The owners that do it.
I'm a Mustang owner, and I'm not a jerk. Most of the
time. I mean, it's...
Hasn't fully evolved yet.
you're still a baby. You're still growing.
Like I said, I've been on both sides of the spectrum. I've had import cars all my life.
Okay, well, when you were an import guy, why'd you hate Mustangs?
Just because it was a Mustang.
That's it? There was no reason. Only reason?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess because people, you know, people made them out to be something that...
They wouldn't.
Right. But after owning, this is my second one. I mean, the first one was a time bomb. But this one, I love it. I can't see myself going back to less cylinders.
Oh, you don't ever want another four cylinder or straight? Well, you never have straight six. Another four cylinder?
Mm-hmm. No. Just because it's a completely different feeling. But if you can leave a comment on the YouTube video and tell us why you hate Mustangs. I got to get to the bottom of this. Because, I mean it's going to be the last year for it. But Mustang Week, it's just like...
The last year for what?
Mustang Week.
Oh, no, some tool will bring it back.
It's for sale.
It'll be like not...
The Mustang Week name is for sale.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So some tool will buy it and they'll bring it back. And but it'll be even more obnoxious than...
It's a comparison. I don't know what it is in like other states, but in our hometown of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, every year, this is, like I said, it's going to be last year, it's Mustang Week, where how many cars come down for that?
Thousands. Oh, a ton.
Thousands of cars. Yeah. I mean, we have like an F body week. What just happened?
It crashed for whatever reason.
Something just happened with the phone. I don't know. The anchor stopped recording for some reason. But like I was saying, every year there's a Mustang Week with thousands and thousands of cars coming down. We have an F-Body Week and we have a Mopar Week.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not that... To me, it seems that there's not that camaraderie around.
But they're also babies compared to what Mustang Week is.
But they've been around the same time. Like,
no, Mopar Week and...
No, I'm not talking about the week. Thing.
Yeah.
The car itself has been around as long as
Mustang. Yeah, but you're basing it off something that's they've been doing for like 20 plus years versus something that's less than 10 years old. Like you have the same people coming back that kind of build that community and that family, and then other people hear about it on YouTube. Versus how many people know that there's a Mopar Week and Supers in Myrtle Beach. That's still new.
So, yeah, if you can please enlighten me on why you hate Mustangs, just, leave a comment. So next on the topic.
Okay.
More Mustang. So Randall is helping his dad out with some coilovers.
Yep, ordered some coilovers and...
Let him take it from here.
They shipped the wrong ones, RX-7s. Not that big of a deal. Like, it was the wrong ones. Yeah, I understand it. Not mad at that.
So it happens.
So I contact who they were purchased from and said, hey, sent the wrong ones.
No, I didn't.
And they responded with...
What are you talking about?
Well...
We don't sell coilovers.
You know what? Maybe I can read it. I will go through this message trail back and forth.
And it's broken... English.
Yeah, it's broken English. So give me 1 second to bring it up. Okay. So first off, they wanted pictures of everything, which is understandable.
Yeah.
So I sent them pictures of everything. And then they asked me if I would like to keep the wrong coilovers and they would sell me the correct ones for $200 when the ones that he bought were like $250. So I responded with, no, I don't want them. I want what was ordered. So then they responded, well, you can sell the RX-7 coilovers, make money, and then buy the correct set. Which I responded with, no, I want the ones that I ordered.
This is the epitome of customer service right here, let me tell you.
You know, or a full refund. And they responded with, we'll sell you some for $180 and you can keep the ones that you have. And I said, no.
Like, they just didn't want
to fix their mistake. And I think the final was they would let me keep the one, the RX-7 ones, and they would give me a refund of $50.
Here's $50 for your trouble.
Yeah, and I was like, no, it's not what I want. So they said, okay, well...
this is like going on like 2 weeks.
Yeah, this is two weeks.
Of going back and forth with these people.
So... they said, get a shipping quote.
You shipped them. You should know how much it costs.
So tell us the shipping quote.
Have they ever done this before?
I've never had this much trouble before. I was going to get the name of the company so I could let everyone know. But anyways, they wanted a shipping quote. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, whatever. I'll go get a shipping quote because they agreed to pay shipping. I was like, I'm not. First, they wanted me to pay shipping. And I was like, no, you screwed up. You pay shipping. So I went, packaged it all back up, took it down to a local UPS store, and got a quote for it. It was like $107 to ship it. I messaged them back. They sent me a shipping
label.
Sent me a shipping label through USPS. So I like went, packaged it, took it to the UPS store, gave them a quote, and they were like, nah, screw that. We'll do it all for you. Don't worry about it. So like wasted my time even more. So it is, their name is A plus Markets US.
They're international.
I wouldn't buy anything from them.
And that's on eBay.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy anything from them. Just because like you said, the customer service was just terrible. Like, they did not understand. I don't want them at all.
This is, you messed up, you fix it.
Yeah, and they were...
this is how it works in America.
Well, anywhere. Like, if you ship someone the wrong thing, like, I'm not mad at that. Like, I understand, accidents happen. Yeah. I'm cool with that. But just, like, own up and try to fix it. And instead, it was like, no, you sell them now. I don't want to sell them.
So now you're sending them back, and they're supposed to send you the right ones.
Yes.
Which I don't have any faith in.
Watch them be the wrong ones again.
I'm going to send you Civic coilovers this time or something.
If you're going to send the wrong ones, send them for a 91 Supra. And then I'll buy the correct set for $50.
Yeah. Argue with them again to... we'll give you $50.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that was my fun for the week.
Yeah.
But then I screwed up an order too, which is probably why we're not doing a super video.
Oh, the truth comes out. I was wondering about that.
Yeah. So I ordered some pins, a connector, and a Bluetooth board for the Speedwinno. I'm probably screwing up the company's name. And I really hate to because they've been awesome. But it's WTM Ronix.
WTM Ronix.
Yeah. And they were awesome. But I screwed up and I ordered a couple things. I put the wrong address.
Your own address?
My own address. I screwed up by one number. So I fat thumbed it and hit a 6 instead of a 5. And then whenever I put the email address in, I put... .com instead of .com. But I caught it after I made the order. So I sent him an email and I'm like, hey, I'm sorry. I screwed up the order.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I didn't catch it fast enough. And like, I sent him, I messaged him on Facebook, and I'm like, hey, you know, just wondering about the status of my order. And he's like, yeah, dude, I tried to send it. They contacted me and said that it's the wrong address. All right. Sorry. He gave me all the information. He's like, maybe you can catch them in time and they'll send it back to you. So I sent the USPS, tried to call them, got automated. Yeah, that was impossible. Painful. I left a message and I emailed. I've heard zero response back. So I told him, I was like, I haven't heard anything yet. And he's like, okay, well, you know, when I get it, I'll send it out to you. I was like, you know what? I'll just start a new order. Cancel the old one and I'll just order new stuff. It was like $20 worth of stuff. So I was like, okay, started the new order. He messaged me back the next day after the order. Or no, I told him, I was like, hey, you know, just sent an order. The next day, he's like, dude, I need to send you back to typing school. You screwed your email address up again. He's like, the order went out and it's going to the correct address this time, but you screwed the email address up. I was like, oh my gosh, dude. I was like, I can't win with this company. And I like want to order stuff from them because they're awesome, but I just can't seem to get it right on their website.
Third time's a charm, I guess, right?
Yeah, I was going to order like a couple more things, like an IAT with a pigtail and a coolant temperature sensor, but I'm afraid to.
Because you're just going to mess it up.
I just screwed up. And the thing is, like, I was one number off the address. So I would have walked over there and been like, hey, I screwed up. I sent a package. You know, it's my name and all that. But the people who lived in that house moved out and someone did buy it, but they haven't moved in yet. It's just sitting vacant. So it's not like I could even go over there. Yeah, you would have had to
like keep peeking out the window, wait for the well, no, you got the mailboxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it wouldn't have even gone to the house. Mm-hmm. So you would have had to like camp out by the mailboxes.
Yeah, so I don't know if the old owner sent it back or what happened. But either way, they're on the way. They're somewhere in
limbo.
Yeah, mail purgatory. So that was my excitement for the week.
Nice.
And my phone died.
Your phone died?
No, stupid thing. We're mid-recording. Obnoxious.
Anyway, so what we'll do with this is going to export the audio and just load it on Anchor later. But anyway, that's all I got.
Yeah, I got nothing else.
We're not going to try to come up with something on the fly and just sit here and mumble and...
You know what's terrible, though?
What?
Whenever I go home, I think of like five different things I should have brought up and talked about. And it's like, I'll write it down. And then come Monday, I'm like, I don't care anymore.
Well, yeah.
I'm not very good at this.
Yeah. But, I mean, we should be. We're on five seasons. Anyway.
We've actually done a lot of, like, if you go back and look, we've actually done a bunch of them.
Yeah, even on YouTube. How many videos do you think we've uploaded to YouTube?
I don't even know.
It's close to 300.
Really? Yeah. It doesn't feel like it. It feels like we haven't
just started.
Yeah. We haven't even done it. We act like we just started.
Yeah. It's, we still don't know what we're doing.
No.
That's the beauty of it. But anyway, I'm going to wrap it up here. Thanks for watching and listening if I can figure out how to do this.
All right. Bye, folks.
See you next time.
Have a good evening, morning, whatever.